This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
From a recent PDPW Dairy Signal, we hear from Morgan Ekovich, owner and head trader of Get Fit With Me. How much sleep should we be getting a night?
So on average, just so adults know, you should be getting anywhere from 7 to 9 hours of sleep. And that's general. But honestly, for me, 6.5 is ideal for when I wake up in my REM cycle. You may be someone who's closer to that 7.5 or that 8. If you're getting 4 hours of sleep, you need more sleep. If you're getting 12 hours and you're waking up tired, you probably need a little less sleep or waking up in the wrong cycles. So number one thing to first note is how many hours are you getting? And then how are you waking up the next morning? But what happens if we don't get enough sleep for too long? One of the biggest things is when we sleep, it gives our body time to recover. And that's not just mentally, that's with our muscles and everything. And if we are on the farm, we are moving, whether that's walking, lifting, like if our body doesn't get adequate amount of sleep, what happens is we end up being in a fatigue state over time, which means we're never actually going to gain muscle. We're actually going to hang on to fat in our body. We're going to feel sluggish. We are also going to increase the cortisol levels in our brain, which is going to tell us that we are higher in stress and that we are hungry all the time. So if you're someone who is like constantly munching, you're just like, I can never feel full. I feel sluggish. My pants continue to get tighter. A lot of that could be contributed to your sleep. Are you getting good sleep? And I've got a ton of family members who are still in the dairy industry, and we go till 2 a.m. Then we're up back at the farm for harvest at 4. And I'm like, I get it. Things have to be done. But then they do that all year round. So if there's times and seasons when you can give yourself greater sleep, you will feel better. And you will be like, oh, I have more clarity. I don't feel like I'm just, did I stop at that stop sign back there? Because we have all felt that way. If we're in that brain fog, not enough sleep will put us in a constant brain fog. Will also make us feel like we are having to work harder to even complete a sentence, to think about that next thing. And we end up being less productive overall. And I don't know about you, but I love being productive. It's one of my favorite things in the day of like when I get things done. And when I have had bad sleep, I run on zero and it takes me longer to get through things. So those are long-term effects. You'll be more prone to like heart disease, diabetes, things like that, because you're more prone to a lower immune system and more chronic diseases. Those are the long-term effects there.
You're listening to comments from Morgan Ekovich, owner and head trainer of Get Fit With Me, LLC.
I know we've all got our own outlook on germs and sickness and all of that, but the greater quality sleep you have, the healthier you're going to be and the stronger your immune system. So if you are someone who's kind of chronically always have the sniffles, always feeling like you go around the new person, we really need to make sure that our nutrition is good, we're getting good exercise, but also that our sleep is good. Because like I mentioned in the beginning, that's when our body recovers. It's when it helps fight off infection. And if we're constantly running on zero, we're not being able to fight anything off, which just means we're going to kind of chronic, I don't like the word chronically, but we're going to be sick all the time. And nobody wants that. We want to make sure our immune system is as high as possible. And sleep is really going to help with that. And it's going to help keep your stress levels lower because holidays are stress. And when we're stressed all the time, our immune system lowers. So the more sleep we can get, the better we're going to feel.
Which could be easier said than done. So what are the two takeaways?
Number one is to reduce those electronics or those blue lights before bed as much as possible. The other thing that if you're not ready for electronics is do the brain dump. Grab a piece of paper every night as you kind of sit down and start to relax. Write down all the things that are running in your mind. Anything that's running through your mind, make your mind empty. Put it down there. And if you wake up in the middle of the night, because that's why your wake up is, write on a piece of paper and then you'll be able to calm yourself back down. So try that little brain dump. It's one of my favorite, especially when there's a ton happening. Brain dumps are awesome because they're out of your head and it's grabbed.
Morgan Ekovich is owner and head trader of Get Fit With Me, LLC.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The weather fluctuations this time of year can be very challenging, especially for young calves. Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek will have some tips for us on our Ask the Vet segment tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.